Oh dear. Hi, is this Helen?
Thanks for phoning about. Sorry about
It's okay. Is that your partner?
It's been one of them days. I've rescued a hedgehog. I've been to a doctor's with a sprained neck after a bouncy castle.
Wow.
But I've got major. I've picked them all out, so it's just me and you, and we can get this done now.
Excellent. So you're all ready?
Yep, all ready.
Okay, so first things first, date of protection. Can you confirm your date of birth and address, please?
It's the 31st of the 10th, 1990, and the address is 26 Fernier Avenue, Closeburn, Delta Golf 3, 5 Hotel Yankee.
Perfect, lovely. I just need to make you aware that if there's any safeguarding during the call, I would need to make a referral for that. I would discuss that with you and explain why. And also that all our calls are recorded for compliance reasons. Are you happy to continue?
Yep.
Lovely. So today is just to gather more information of the impact of retirement care through applications of Scottish redress. What age was you going to care?
I was first referred, so I was under their care from 2002, and I went to the care of them between 2002 and 2003.
Okay, so how old were you?
I was between 12 and 13.
12 to 13. So on the record I've got down 2001, Castle Douglas foster parent Mary Garvey Dumfries, and
Yeah.
then 2001, 2002 was Mary Colbert Galloway, and that was a foster family.
Yeah.
Yeah, was
Yeah,
there
and there was
any?
some, there was one in, but there was also a temporary foster placement to Susan and Alan and Glenn Lucenstrom Rahr.
Okay, let me write this down. Temporary foster placement with Susan and Alan, yeah?
Yeah. I don't know what their second names were.
That's all right. Hopefully when we get your care records, we'll be able to identify.
Yeah, I know the guys are still in the system. I know they still do a lot of work with kids.
Okay, so they lived where?
In Glenluce and Stranraer.
Glenwood, is it?
Glenluce, GLENLOSE, something like that.
Yeah, and that's in with
That's in Stranraer. That's Glenluce and Stranraer.
Oh, could you spell that, please?
I think it's S-T-A-R and the N and then rear, some rear kind of thing. Got a weird one.
And that was that between
That
2001?
would have probably been more like 2002 to 2003, somewhere in that placement. My dates from the where I was in here, because I moved about so much, they're just so jumbled up. My care dates are gonna be way better date rate.
Yeah. Was there any other placements or settings that you stayed
No,
at?
that was at the free.
Okay. Were you known by any other names? We've got down Miss Helen Martin. Are you
It would have been
married?
Helen, yeah, that's my married name. So before I was married, I was Helen Fullerton, Fullerton.
Did you have any nicknames?
No.
Okay. And who's your current registered GP? Surgery.
Thornhill GP.
Thornhill, yeah?
Yep, Thornrn and then Hills.
Is it medical practice?
Yeah, that's it, medical
Yeah.
practice.
And where is that? Is that in Thornhill as well?
Yep, Thornhill. I think the address is something silly like Thornhill Main Street or something. Thornhill.
It's just everything's Thornhill.
That's such a wee place.
Oh, that's quite nice then, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay, so do you have any other professionals supporting you, like social care, occupational health?
I've been seeing psychiatry and CPNs throughout my life. I also seen CAMHS as a child, which is Child and Adolescent Mental Health Service.
Yeah. So, are you currently under the CMA care at the moment, or?
I'm currently under community mental health nursing team at the moment.
Have you got
And psychiatry.
GPA?
I've got a CPN, and that is Caitlin Scott.
CMHC. Where's your CMHC?
It's Dumfries and Galloway Hospital, Mountain Hall.
Are you under, so I know you've got a CPN, is that like your care coordinator?
Yep. And then I'm currently under psychiatry team for MES at the moment.
Okay. So, you know when you, on CPA, you get like your plan, don't you? Have you got an end date for that or?
Nothing yet.
Okay, CPN plan, currently. Can you remember CAMS as a child, where that was?
It was across, I can tell you where it was, but I can't actually remember the building name. I know it was across from St. Joseph's College, which was the primary, which was the secondary school. But I don't know what the name of that road or that was.
Do you know what town?
Dumfries.
Dumfries, that's fine. We can look that up.
I think it would have been Neff Bank, actually.
Neff Bank?
Yeah, Neff Bank.
Okay, I'll put that down. We can look into that anyway. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I've spelled Dumfries right. I think I put Dumfries.
Yeah, that's how you're meant to.
Is that how it's spelled?
Yeah, that's the village joke. Town joke.
That's good.
As long as I can spell it that way, yeah.
Well, excellent. Okay, so have you got a diagnosis for your mental health?
I do, so I have a formal diagnosis of emotionally unstable personality disorder.
Yeah.
Diagnosed at, I think it was about 18.
Okay, yep.
And that was properly diagnosed by psychiatry.
Yep.
And I've been treated for depression and anxiety since I was 17.
Yeah. And do you understand about the diagnosis of EPD?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So it's good evidence, obviously, towards your case.
Exactly. I've also got suicide attempts from the age of a child up until about the age of 18, 19 as well.
So what age did that start?
That the first one would have been about 13, and then I had maybe about 3 up till I was about 16, and then another one as an adult, maybe 2.
And what age did that stop?
About the age of 19.
Okay. Is it okay to ask the detail of those? Was that overdose?
They were all overdoses.
All overdoses, okay. Mm-hmm. All medical overdoses. And did you receive medical treatment?
Yeah, I have any visits for all of them. And
was it the same hospital?
Self-harm. Yes, Dumfries and Galloway, A&E department.
Dumfries and Galloway, yeah?
Yep.
Oh. So self-harm, you mentioned that. What age did that start at?
About the age of 13 as well. That's when everything was going on, really.
Yeah. And was it always the same thing that you did?
Yeah, basically cut out of the arms.
And did that stop at 19 as well?
Yeah, that's when I had my first child.
Okay. Okay, so I just want to make sure I've gathered all the information for that. I mean, we'll gather more with the subject access request.
I might want to highlight in there just for your notes. that at the start of my medical history, there's a letter from a GP, from my GP, Sarah Osmond, and it states that I didn't have mental health issues until the sexual abuse and trauma.
So at the start of medical record, there is a...
She used that for the CICE claim.
Okay. Scott Medical has a record letter. Who is it from?
Dr. Sarah Osmond.
Osmond stating there was no mental health
prior to sexual abuse.
What age did that start at?
13. 12, 13. Sorry.
That's okay. Okay, so I've got that written down in that section. Have you received any hospitalisation for your mental health other than, you know, when you go into the overdoses? No?
Okay. No, no.
Have you ever had therapy or counselling?
No, I've done a little bit of CBT stuff for the anxiety and stuff like that, but not directly for the sexual abuse, if you catch my drift.
Yeah, so have you heard of, usually they're called RASA.
No, I've not done any of that.
Let me have a look for you. You're in your spawn hill, aren't you? Might not be RASA in Scotland. I'm just trying to. I don't.
What I'll do is I'll get some CBT and DBT. I think it was.
DBT. Yeah. So DBT is the BUPD as well.
Right.
So in terms of your trauma, you haven't had trauma therapy.
No.
No. Okay. So. In a few weeks' time, we're going to be able to send out some resources and stuff, so there might be something on there that you might be able to engage with.
That sounds good.
Yeah. Do you have any physical health? Like, have you had any strokes or cancers or anything?
No, nothing.
Okay, lovely. As a child, when you was in care, did you attend the hospital for anything?
For the overdoses, I think that was the only time I was seen.
Okay. Oh. And do you provide our consent to request a copy of your records from the professionals that you mentioned today in school?
Yep, and I've already submitted all of that anyhow to you. I already had those zip files, so they've been sent as an email and uploaded to you.
Lovely, that's great.
I'm just putting it in because I know what it means when you're about the guys look at it, they can go, oh, yeah. So that's just there.
Yeah, brilliant, thank you. Have you ever had any arrests or convictions?
I've had some arrests during the ages of 17 to 18, but nothing major. What they were mainly like cannabis possession. They didn't stop my CICA claim, if that helps.
Yeah, no, it actually, it's about evidencing your claim. So in terms of like...
So I had quite a turbulent time then. I've got two positions for cannabis. Some
is that conviction?
Yeah. Also, when I left Mr. McClone, I actually went straight into a domestic violence relationship.
Yes, yeah, I put that down as well.
Mm-hmm.
So two convictions for possession of cannabis. Mm-hmm. What was the other one, sorry?
Assault and breaking into a car as well when I was off the rails. I think that was when I was under 16, that one. Must have been about 14.
So shall I say age 14?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Anything else? Anything?
I think that's it.
Let me put down entered domestic abuse relationship. What age was that?
That would have been 16 to 18.
Can you say just briefly if it was psychological abuse?
It was physical. The person sent, had a custodial sentence after.
That's good, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. You went on to do it again. I think it is. I think you just start to realise as you get older, it actually is a pattern with them, isn't it?
Yeah. They don't change. It's part of who they are.
Mm-hmm.
It's just you being aware, isn't it?
That's it. Grow up, don't you?
Yeah. So you mentioned physical abuse. Was he quite coercive as well?
Yeah, he would control my finances, things like that. Wouldn't let me out, gave up work and stuff like that.
Okay. And was it psychological abuse?
Mm-hmm. And physical.
Any sexual abuse from him?
No.
Any financial abuse?
Yes.
I'm going to put the perpetrator, because obviously this is a separate, if that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a sentence for this. What age, oh, so I said 16 to 18, is that still correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. You mentioned drugs. At what age did you start to engage with that?
So it was Mr. McClone that actually introduced me to cannabis, so it was. And there onwards, I took cannabis and alcohol, because that's what introduced me to till I was about 17.
What age start? Did you start?
About 12.
Who's Mr. McClone?
Mr. McClone is the perpetrator. So it's spelled McClone. And it's James McClone.
Are you okay for that name to be in this file?
Yes.
If I put in brackets, perpetrator of domestic abuse, then we know who that is.
Sorry, sorry. This is, so it was actually John Kerr, who was the domestic abuser, and the sexual abuser was Mr. McClone, sorry.
Sorry, I got confused then. So James, who's the perpetrator of domestic abuse?
John Kerr.
John, is it K-E-R-R?
Yep.
And James McClone was the sexual abuse, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So basically, was it kind of grooming?
Yeah, so I met Mr. McClone through a friend, and he was this boy's uncle, and this man used to take care of his nephew quite a lot, and he actually abused me and his nephew, so he did, and that's how we met, kind of thing.
Okay. And has the police been involved with this?
Yeah, he now has a 12-year custodial sentence starting January last year.
Excellent. So let me just put down police involved. And has a 12-year custodial sentence, yeah?
Yep.
Very brave to do that, you know.
Yeah, it took a lot. It wasn't till, like, when it was just me, I thought, it's just one of them things that shouldn't have happened. And then when I found out what he'd done to his nephew, I was like, it just made me realise actually what we'd been through.
Yeah.
Like, we both kind of came together and went and did it. And it's one of the best things we ever did. Yeah, it's one of the best things we ever did.
Yeah, we both had each other for support, and you both went through the same thing. So.
Yeah.
Well done to you both. I mean, it took a lot of bravery to do that, so well done, honestly. So, was that cannabis, did you say?
Yeah, so he'd take us out driving his car, we'd smoke cannabis, drink alcohol, on occasions with diazepam, and that's what we kind of used to do.
Okay. Any other drugs that you've engaged in?
No, that's it. It was the last one I thought of there.
Yeah. So alcohol, was that started at the same age, at 12?
Yeah.
And by, introduced by?
By him, yeah.
I don't want to say his name. What's
James, yeah.
Do you want me to just call him perpetrator, if I'm referring to
him?
Let's
just go for James, and then we're very clear who we're...
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine. I just didn't want to cause any upset or anything.
No, no, I'm fine.
Second. Yeah, okay. So start drinking age 12, introduced and groomed by...
There is the grooming charge as well.
Yeah, it's definitely grooming. Yeah. So groomed by basically... Up to what age?
Up till 15, so it was, and I was taken into care in the middle of this. Just before I forget, let me say it now. One of the main things I want to kind of really highlight with this case is the fact that social work had actually pulled us into a meeting. They knew that I was hanging around with Mr. McClone, and they failed to do much further. Like, yes, they took me into care, but they didn't take my mobile away. They didn't make sure they knew where I was at all times, do you know what I mean? Which then meant he has been able to do this to me, to carry on doing it while I've been in care. It's also as well, he was known for a kidnapping of a minor. That was his original charge before our charges.
What year was that?
We don't have a year. That's the only thing. So when we went to court, and you know how did we
write his charges? It might be on the internet. Let me just Google.
Yeah. When they read out his charges, like in 2 days, Kate One came up and it said abduction of a minor, and he was put on the sexual offenders register then. So when social work got wind of this, they should have acted much better. Given the fact that, you know, we could have been kidnapped, you know. Like,
I'm just trying to think if that happened later on, or if it was then.
It was before.
Was it? Before you knew him?
Yeah, before I knew him. So it would have been before 2021, but he would have been on, like, a first-time register then, so it couldn't have been too much before it. Because he wasn't actually even meant to be in Dumfries and Galloway. He was meant to be at a house in Liverpool in Birkenhead.
Nothing's coming up. Let's try that instead. Oh! That's about his name, though. J-A-N-E-M-C. Is it double C-L-O-N-E?
Yeah, it's like small C, big C. McClone.
Was it in the paper or anything?
I don't know, because it was all before our time kind of thing. But he must have definitely been charged of it, because during the court case, it mentioned that he wasn't meant to be in Dumfries and Galloway.
Did he get, like, a different name?
He could have. So, originally, when we knew him, he was going by Jamie McClone, but his actual register name was James McClone, we found out. Because you'll get ones about the fire, and I'm getting them coming up on the internet.
I can't find anything. What I'll do is I'll make a note of it.
Because he has a very high offending chart, so assault.
A long list, is it?
Yes, I have. But they're very heavily in the papers, because he burnt down the building. He assaulted a flatmate with a gun, things like that. So, like, his level of potential harm is, like, significant. You know what I mean? I'm trying to highlight social work really should have acted.
So what I'm going to put down is social care failed to protect Helen from being groomed by James McClone. He was already registered sex offender.
And a known friend. Because he knew I was hanging out with an nephew. to you?
James McClone had a significant criminal history.
It was definitely kidnapping of a minor.
I'm going to put down including kidnapping of a minor. That's something we can look into and how we phrase that as well.
I just think the wording of it, you know, it'll really help down the line.
Oh, yeah. And it needs to sort of be said, doesn't it, really?
Yeah.
So, in terms of alcohol, after 15, did you have any difficulties with alcohol? Sorry, I lost my voice there.
Yeah, I did, I actually was, so I started working in Chancellor's nightclub at age 16, so I did, and I had to leave because like the environment just wasn't good for me and it was causing me to drink more, and I think the pattern just persisted for a few more years, do you know what I mean?
Alcohol and being in that environment. So what age did that stop, that the reliance, I suppose?
Would have been about 18, just as I started to start seeking mental health.
So up to age 18. And do you drink now?
No.
And did you access any alcohol reduction support agencies?
No, I phoned places like, I think it was like Breathing Space, Samaritans I think it was at the time, and got a little bit of advice from them, but that was
it. Yeah, okay. So what age did you leave care? Was that about 16?
It would have just been 15 and a half.
Okay. And after 15 and a half, were you offered any other support at all?
None, no. I think they tried to kick me out of the care system so I wouldn't be classed as a care leaver just before birth to make things a bit easier for them.
Yeah, not very nice though, is it?
No.
So, during your time with MMA, like during this case, would you prefer a male or female advisor to support you?
Either.
Okay. So what I'll do is I'll allocate you to myself because obviously we spoke today, and obviously I know the information that you shared already, and I can see what's already on our system. When we get a copy of the care records, I don't think you said you sent them. Do you want a copy of the ones we get?
Yeah, because I've never seen them, so I've not.
Okay.
That'd be really good.
Yeah. What I'll do is I'll go through that with you first before, obviously, so you're not on your own. And we can talk through any bits that need to, and then we can add the bits to the claim that will be relevant. So this whole
thing, lots of documentation to tie everything together really nicely.
Yeah, and obviously you have copies of everything, so you get everything as well. This process is going to take about 10 months. I'll be the main contact for you, so this telephone number, if you save that into your phone, if you've got any questions along the way, just give me a call. What we're going to do now is we'll get the rest of the information. I know you've given us some, we'll gather it all together. Once I've got all of that, we'll give you another call back to just double check it all and put together like your last statement. And then all of that will get put forward to the Scottish Redress panel. You don't need to go to that panel, so don't worry about that. It's a closed door panel. But you will get told the date.
I am good at conducting myself and stuff like that. If it helps, like, you know, I'm willing to do medicals, I'm willing to do the panel. If anything, you know, just
They don't require anyone to go to it. It's literally closed door. Any evidence that you've got, which you probably already know, it's probably already on your medical information. So that's fine.
I've said the journalist report and stuff.
Yeah.
And there was like, the other thing as well was that when it came out that Mr. McClone had HIV, related dementia, they didn't actually disclose to us appropriately. We found out at court, and we should do. I don't know if you've seen this. I've read the note.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Just making sure you're aware, because I know that's another element to it as well.
Yeah. So all of that information, what we do is we put it all together, and we go through it all with you before we send it off. So if there's any bits that you think that haven't been mentioned, we can change it. And obviously add that in. So as part of our compliance, although you've been explained these options, I just need to make sure that you're clear and obviously we're recording it to let you know what your options are for the Scottish redress. So you're entitled to do your own independent claim and research your own evidence. You can have a solicitor from England or Scotland who has accepted a fee of £2,000 from the Scottish redress. They get that fee whether you win or lose. And then obviously there's ourselves. We don't take the fee from Scottish redress. We take 20% if you win, capped fee, no more. If you lose, you don't get charged anything. So it means that we're completely independent and we're acting for you. You're also entitled to a 14-day cooling off period. So with the choices, are you still happy to proceed with MMA Legal?
I would just like to ask, what are we estimating my claim to be at then? Can I know a bit more?
We haven't got any figures at this stage because obviously we don't have all the information. And claims are varying from what they're getting, if that makes sense. So we couldn't put a number on it. And even when we don't go to court, I mean, we could probably guesstimate, but it may be completely different. So it's just a case of waiting to see what the panel say. Is that okay?
But does my CIG give us some banding? Because I got, I think it was banned 11 for that. And that was a £16,500 award when I applied for that myself. Does that give us a little bit of looking? Are we definitely looking at going
so the,
in that
think,
region up?
No, so yeah, I would say up. There is one where you just accept the £10,000, but obviously if you do this way, you're entitled to probably more than that. I couldn't guarantee that, but obviously a lot of the other claims have been higher.
Yes, I just wanted to make sure we were definitely looking towards going that direction and not just the initial 10,000. So that's good.
I just can't confirm obviously anything because when you go to the panel it's completely different.
It could go either way,
yeah.
I just want to know that that's what we're aiming for at least.
We will aim for the most that we
can. Aiming for 10, I could do that on my own, you know what I mean? Not be rude, but I could probably achieve that on my own, but aiming for the higher award. And
of course,
your help.
We will be doing absolutely everything in our power to get you as much as we can. Alright?
Thank you very much.
No problem. Do you want the 14 days to have the cooling off period?
No,
or
let's just get that accepted and let's get progress.
Okay, that's not a problem. I'll just note that down. And do you have any questions for me?
No, I think I'm all, I kind of know where we're at, it's just given it the time now to build and waiting.
I can't give you any time scales in terms of...
Oh, don't worry, like, I did that CIG thing, I was looking at years for that, but I'm alright.
Yeah,
this one seems a bit quicker than that though, when I read about it online.
And also, we're a team, so we're not just doing, you know, one thing, you know, we're a team of people that can do all of this. So we'll do the best that we can for you. If you've got any questions along the way, just give me a call. And that's everything from me today.
Yep, that's perfect. Thank you very much for that.
No worries. You look after yourself and try and get some
rest
now.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.